Hello and welcome to the show. Nigel Ogden here with our weekly trip into the world of pipe and electronic organs. David Shepherd gets things underway this evening with a piece composed by the late Reginald Porter Brown, Cheeky Chappie, played on the Lakeside Ballroom Compton at Gunton Hall in Lowestoft. Cheeky Chappie from David Shepherd playing the Gunton Hall Compton in Lowestoft. Well, if you're just in the mood for getting away from it all and taking a winter holiday, I'd get your bags packed pretty smartish if I were you, because according to Brian Hazelby, there's a coach coming in. There's a coach coming in and being driven all over the road by Brian Hazelby on board the Technics U90 Electronic. Well, an almost identical instrument is the Technics Pro 90, and if you really want to make a good impression on that special person in your life, here's a very worthwhile suggestion from Jimmy Smith. Jimmy Smith on Technics Pro 90, Try a Little Tenderness. A couple of months ago, you may remember, we helped celebrate Reginald Dixon's 80th birthday. Well, tonight our personality profile turns the spotlight on another popular Blackpool organist who never achieved quite the same fame and recognition as his colleague at the Tower, but who was nevertheless a very fine musician. This was his signature tune. Horace Finch was born in 1906 in St Helens, Lancashire, and was already a church organist by the age of nine. For health reasons, he moved to Blackpool at the end of the First World War, and after studying the piano for a few years, he was appointed solo and orchestral pianist with the Tower Ballroom Orchestra in 1926, appearing with several conductors, including the famous Bertini. And he was the first English pianist to play the whole of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue in public and from memory. In 1935, the original Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer was enlarged and transferred to the Empress Ballroom in the nearby Winter Gardens, and Horace Finch was chosen from a long list of applicants to be resident organist. His name soon began appearing regularly in the Radio Times, and in 1939 he began his recording career, although strangely the Empress Ballroom organ was never used. One instrument he did feature quite frequently on records was the three-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer, which was installed in the Blackpool Opera House in 1939. The organ was designed by Horace himself and was considered by Wurlitzer to be their finest British installation. Well, here's a medley of oldies from Horace Finch at the Opera House Wurlitzer. Horace Finch had a busy life in the RAF during World War II, and was always very proud of his two-page letter, personally handwritten by Mrs. Winston Churchill, acknowledging his efforts on behalf of various charities. After the war, he returned to a hectic routine in Blackpool, playing film interludes at the Opera House and daily dance sessions and Sunday concerts in the Empress Ballroom. Another Wurlitzer on which Horace Finch made a number of records was the excellent 8-ranker, which used to be in the Granada at Clapham Junction. Horace Finch at the organ of the Granada, Clapham Junction. Apart from a few strict tempo dance programmes on the BBC North of England Home Service, Horace didn't really return to the airwaves with his own solo programmes until the 1950s, when he also took part in several editions of Blackpool Night. In 1962, he permanently injured a finger as a result of a fall, and he never played in public again from then on. But despite that, the memory of his unique playing style and the sound of the Empress Ballroom organ live on in the minds of many theatre organ enthusiasts to this day. And to end our personality profile, here's the Windmill Samba, played by Horace Finch on the Empress Wurlitzer. Horace Finch at the organ of the Empress Ballroom, Blackpool. Well, I wonder how many of you remember a TV programme from the 70s called Peter Gunn. If you do, you might also recognise its theme tune, played for us here by Lloyd Bury on Hammond X66. the theme tune from Peter Gunn, played by Lloyd Berry on Hammond X66. When the BBC sold its five-manual 27-rank Moller theatre organ in 1963, it went on a bit of a world tour. First of all, it was bought by Radio Hilversum, who used it quite frequently until 1974, when it was sold to a Mr. Sandy Fleet and reinstalled in his pizza parlour in San Diego. After a short time, the organ was sold yet again, and the purchaser donated it to the city of Pasadena, who installed it in their 3,000-seater civic auditorium, which ironically was supposed to have had a theatre organ when it was built over 50 years ago, but it never happened. Well, here is the famous Moller, played by young American artist and resident organist at Pasadena, Jerry Nagano. Moonlight Becomes You, from Jerry Nagano, playing the ex-BBC Moller, now installed in the Civic Auditorium, Pasadena. Well, back to electronics now, this time the Hammond 146K2 in the hands of Howard Beaumont, and a number from that increasingly popular musical Mac and Mabel, I Won't Send Roses. Thank you. Howard Beaumont on Hammond 146K2, I Won't Send Roses. Time for this week's concert information. On Sunday the 13th, Jeff Stevenson plays at the Cecil Theatre Hull at 11 a.m, and at 2 p.m, an organ extravaganza at the Odeon Birmingham, featuring Ina Barger, Mike Slater, Ken Stroud, Dorian Collins, Ian Flitcroft and Steve Tovey. At 2:30 on Sunday, Joyce Aldred at Louth Town Hall, Phil Kelsall at the Regal Henley at 3 o'clock, and finally, next Wednesday the 14th, Robert Wolfe plays the Wurlitzer at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton. Well, we're certainly getting a fair variety of Hammond organs on tonight's show. This time it's the old Model E, with Sousa's March Semper Fidelis, played by Miss Frieda Hall. Semper Fidelis from Frieda Hall. And to bring things to a close for this week, here's Ken Stroud in rhythmic mood at the console of the State Theatre Grays, Compton. Thank you. I've got Rhythm, Fascinating Rhythm, and Crazy Rhythm from Ken Stroud at the State Grays Compton. And that's it for this time. I'll be back with you at 9:15 next Friday, and I hope very much that you'll be able to make it as well. Until then, on behalf of producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for listening, and bye for now.